System prompt learning boosts local LLMs. Local large language models, LLMs, are narrowing the gap with cloud giants, thanks to innovations like System Prompt Learning, SPL. SPL, implemented in the Optillum plugin, targets a well-known shortcoming. Most local LLM deployments rely on simple prompts, missing out on the sophisticated, experience-driven system prompts that power services like ChatGPT and Claude. SPL introduces a feedback-driven mechanism, what Andre Karpathy described as the third paradigm, enabling models to learn and refine problem-solving strategies from their own usage history, not just from pre-training or static fine-tuning. In practice, SPL classifies incoming problems, math, coding, word puzzles, and more, then builds and continuously tunes a database of human-readable strategies stored in JSON. Users can inspect, edit, and extend these strategies, which are automatically matched to new queries. On math benchmarks, SPL demonstrated concrete improvements. For instance, Gemini 2.0 Flashlight's performance on the Arena Hard benchmark jumped from 29% to 37.6% after adopting SPL, a notable plus 8.6% gain. Over 500 queries, the system evolved 129 strategies, refining 97 of them, and did so entirely locally without cloud dependencies. The SPL approach is compatible with any OpenAI-style API, including Llama.cpp, Alama, and VLLM, and operates in either inference-only or active learning modes. Its minimal overhead and open-source flexibility make it a compelling upgrade for local LLM enthusiasts seeking more autonomy and transparency in model behavior, all while keeping data and strategy development on device. Gemini 2.5 MCP tools and model transparency. Google's Gemini 2.5 update further advances the state of LLMs, particularly for developers and power users. Beyond topping coding and academic leaderboards, notably WebDev Arena and Elm Arena, Gemini 2.5 Pro and 2.5 Flash are rolling out new features: native audio output for more fluid conversations, enhanced security controls, and Project Mariner's computer use abilities. Of special interest to the developer crowd is DeepThink, an experimental mode that pushes Gemini's reasoning for complex math and code, and the expansion of thinking budgets, giving users granular control over how much effort the model expends on a given task. Transparency and tool integration are also priorities. Gemini's API and SDK now support MCP, Model Context Protocol, tools, opening up access to a wider array of open-source integrations. The API introduces thought summaries, giving developers insight into the model's reasoning process, and extends support for MCP tools, enabling more sophisticated workflows and custom toolchains. But not all is smooth sailing. News publishers, represented by the News Media Alliance, have sharply criticized Google's expanded AI mode, which presents AI-generated answers directly in search results. They describe Google's approach as theft, arguing it diverts traffic and revenue from publishers by summarizing content without meaningful compensation or opt-out options, aside from removing their work from search entirely, a move described as both technically and economically infeasible for most media outlets. This tension between AI utility and content ownership is likely to intensify as LLM-powered interfaces become the norm for information retrieval. Hugging Face open-source robots enter the scene. Hugging Face's foray into open-source robotics marks another step in democratizing advanced technology. The introduction of HopeJR, a full-size humanoid with 66 degrees of freedom, and Ricci Mini, a desktop robot for AI app testing, signals intent to make robotics accessible and modifiable. Priced at approximately $3,000 for HopeJR and $250-$300 for Ricci Mini, these robots are designed to be affordable alternatives to proprietary closed competitors. Crucially, both robots are open source. Users can examine, rebuild, and extend their hardware and software. This aligns with Hugging Face's broader push, exemplified by its LeRobot platform and the recent acquisition of Pollen Robotics, to ensure that robotics does not become the exclusive domain of a handful of black box vendors. The open design is intended to foster a healthier ecosystem where researchers, educators, and hobbyists can experiment and innovate without artificial restrictions. While shipping timelines are still tentative, the waitlist is open, and the company aims to begin deliveries by year's end. The move is a clear bet that open source principles, so successful in software, can disrupt the hardware-heavy world of robotics. To Gideo Generation, AI targets gaming and 3D workflows. Google's Veo 3, the latest in AI-driven video generation, is moving from deepfaking YouTube content to convincingly simulating AAA video game footage. Veo 3 can generate realistic-looking gameplay videos based on text prompts, producing outputs that mimic popular open-world and first-person games. This is more than a novelty. Designers are already integrating Veo 3's outputs into 3D art pipelines, using workflows like Comfy UI and AI-assisted 3D modeling tools. For instance, a designer showcased how Veo 3 generated base videos could be enhanced with structure extraction and converted into 3D assets, accelerating content creation for games and virtual environments. This raises new questions about copyright, authenticity, and the future of game development. With AI blurring the line between real and simulated gameplay, the implications for both indie developers and large studios are profound. A future where rapid prototyping, concept demoing, and even asset generation can be turbocharged by generative models. Model discovery, merging, and local LLM ecosystem growth. Navigating the ever-growing landscape of open-source AI models is no small feat. Hugging Face alone now hosts over 1.5 million models. A recently updated semantic search proof of concept for Hugging Face Spaces aims to streamline this, blending semantic search powered by a small LLM-generated summary with parameter size filtering, ranging from sub 1B to over 70B parameters. This enables more targeted discovery of both models and datasets, a boon for developers drowning in options. On the customization front, FusionQuant V1.4 offers a free Docker-based toolkit to merge LLMs via MergeKit and convert them into formats like GGUF and EXL2, complete with quantization options for efficient local deployment. The toolkit features an optimized Docker image, local caching for faster merges, and a user-friendly Gradio web UI. This enables users to experiment with model combinations and quantization strategies, making high-performance local LLMs more accessible. Meanwhile, the open-source ecosystem continues to address practical pain points for local users. For example, tools like AI Studio Proxy API bridge Google AI Studio's web interface to an OpenAI-compatible API, leveraging browser automation and anti-fingerprinting techniques to provide stable, cross-platform access, even supporting streaming responses and dynamic model switching. These community-driven efforts are critical for those working in constrained, privacy-sensitive, or offline environments. Local LLMs, hardware, and tooling challenges on Macs and PCs. Apple's MLX framework, optimized for Apple Silicon, has given Mac users a performance edge in local LLM deployment, but tooling remains fragmented. LM Studio is a popular choice due to its robust model support and context length configurability, but users bemoan its closed source nature and poor compatibility with corporate proxies. Alternatives like MLXLM.server paired with Open Web UI or JAN offer some flexibility, but often lack advanced features such as adjustable context windows. The clear demand for open first-class MLX support highlights both Apple's unique hardware advantages and the persistent gaps in local LLM software. On the Windows side, detailed guides are emerging to help users centralize installations of Llama, Open Web UI, Python, Pip, and related tools, enabling easier monitoring of disk usage and environment setup, a practical necessity as local AI stacks become more complex. Meanwhile, AMD users running Llama on Ryzen 7040U processors with Radeon 780Mi GPUs face headaches around GPU acceleration. Despite hardware detection and theoretical ROM support, Llama often defaults to CPU-only execution. Compiling Llama.cpp with Vulkan can double performance, but integrating this speed boost with Llama remains elusive, underlining ongoing challenges in cross-platform AI hardware support. Section, embeddings, re-rankers, and mobile LLM deployment advances. The Qwen 3 embedding model series, including the Qwen 3 re-ranker 8B, is raising the bar for text embedding and ranking. With models ranging from 0.6B to 8B parameters, Qwen 3 excels in tasks like text retrieval, code search, and multilingual classification, supporting over 100 languages. The 8B re-ranker variant leads the MTB multilingual leaderboard, and the series offers flexible vector dimensions and user-defined instructions, making it adaptable across diverse scenarios. On the mobile front, LiteRT, formerly TF Lite, and MediaPipe are enabling efficient deployment of models like Gemma 3.1 Bit on Android and iOS. Benchmarks on devices like the Samsung S24 Ultra show that quantization schemes, Dynamic Int 4, Dynamic Int 8, can dramatically boost speed and reduce memory usage, achieving up to 2,585 tokens sec on GPU. This unlocks practical, on-device LLMs for real-time applications, with performance tuning now accessible to developers targeting mobile and web platforms. Agents, coding terminals, and local code intelligence. Developers are actively seeking agent-like terminals and coding assistants that run locally, can analyze entire code bases, and provide intelligent, context-aware auto-completion. While cloud-based tools like Cursor offer strong auto-complete, privacy or regulatory constraints often demand local alternatives. Warp is a popular terminal with code intelligence, but lacks support for user-supplied LLM keys, and open-source solutions like OpenWeb UI struggle with multi-step function execution. The appetite is clear for a flexible, privacy-respecting coding agent that can plan and execute API testing workflows, but the ecosystem is still catching up, especially in providing first-class local alternatives for code intelligence and agentic task planning. Similarly, demand is rising for local fill-in-the-middle code models that can offer fast, context-aware auto-completion within IDEs. Users report sluggishness in current solutions and a desire for agents that can deeply analyze and reason about entire code bases, an ambitious but increasingly attainable goal as local LLM capabilities accelerate. Scenario generation for autonomous vehicles and data center interconnects. In research, scenario-based testing for autonomous vehicles is gaining regulatory urgency. A survey from FZI Research Center, 2023, systematically categorizes over 1,000 methods for scenario generation, critical for validating automated driving systems, ADS, under EU Regulation 2019-2144. The review highlights that scenario is an overloaded term, covering everything from extracting real-world driving data to parametric scenario variation, each with distinct input and output requirements. The field is moving toward more systematized, regulation-driven approaches, but diversity in methods and abstraction levels remains a challenge for standardization and interoperability. Meanwhile, in high-speed networking, a study demonstrates that silicon dual-drive Mach-Zehnder modulators, DDMZM, can enable 120 gigabit-second intra-data center and 112 gigabit-second inter-data center optical links using direct detection. Notably, after 80 kilometers of fiber, the system maintained error rates below the 7% FEAC threshold, setting a record for single-lane SSB transmission with silicon DDMZM. This underscores the potential of silicon photonics for cost-effective, scalable data center interconnects, an essential backbone for AI and cloud workloads. Learning ML, structured pathways and foundational resources. For those embarking on the machine learning journey, community consensus continues to favor a structured, staged progression. Start with foundational math, especially linear algebra, calculus, and probability, then master Python and its core libraries, NumPy, Pandas, followed by data preprocessing, model building, evaluation, and hands-on projects. Deep learning and advanced topics naturally follow once the basics are solid. Open source resources like Wes McKinney's Python for Data Analysis, all code and materials available on GitHub, and libraries such as type-level cats for functional programming in Scala are recognized as invaluable for building both practical skills and theoretical understanding. Security, clipjacking and MCP server exploitation risks. On the security front, clipjacking, a new twist on classic clickjacking, demonstrates how attackers can exploit browser clipboards to steal sensitive information. By leveraging iframe embedding, attackers can trick users into copying malicious or sensitive data, which is then exfiltrated via the clipboard, bypassing some of the mitigations that have blunted clickjacking in recent years. Notably, the write-up references earlier hacks against MCP, Model Context Protocol servers, highlighting the evolving attack surface as AI tools proliferate in web environments. The distinction between clipjacking and traditional clipboard hijacking is subtle but important. The former is about manipulating the user to copy, not just paste, sensitive data, broadening the threat model for client-side exploitation.